It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The debate over the interrogation of suspected terrorists entered a new phase yesterday. The Justice Department released newly declassified documents from 2004 detailing abusive interrogation methods used by the CIA against suspected terrorists. Also yesterday, the Attorney General named a prosecutor to look into the legality of some CIA interrogations of detainees. We'll hear more about that investigation in a few minutes. First, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston joins us now to talk about the report itself. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Dina, you've been following this story for some time. What's in this report that you didn't know?
Well, this is the largest single release of information about the Bush administration's interrogation program in its overseas prisons so far. And, you know, we've been hearing for some time about the really tough stuff the CIA employed to try to get detainees to talk. I think what surprised me in reading the report were the other methods that interrogators decided to use. For example, it wasn't just that interrogators threatened to kill or possibly sexually assault members of detainees' families, which, by the way, violates anti-torture laws. There were like these really basic abuses, things like stepping on shackles or washing someone with a wire brush or blowing smoke constantly in a detainee's face until he starts to throw up, or something that they called a hard takedown, which was essentially meant grabbing a detainee and throwing him to the floor before moving him to a sleep deprivation cell. All these revelations in the report are new. There was also this episode in July 2002 before the Justice Department formally authorized using harsh interrogation methods. And the report says a CIA interrogator in July 2002 grabbed a detainee's neck and restricted the flow of the carotid artery until the detainee began to faint. And then the CIA agent apparently shook the detainee to wake him. And he did that pressure point technique two more times. The point of all this is there was this sense, whether you agreed with it or not, that perhaps stress positions and waterboarding had some sort of rules that were outlined by Bush administration lawyers. What this new information seems to reveal is that the interrogators felt that they could make up creative ways to try to get someone to talk as well.
And this report is still highly redacted. I mean, there's some entire pages are virtually blacked out. So it gives one the impression that there's much more there that we're not seeing.
Exactly. I mean, there were sort of a number of ominous entries that I thought I'd read for you. One began, by November 2002, the agency had Abu Zubaydah and another high-value detainee in custody. And this is how the passage starts. And then it's followed by this big block of blacked-out text. And then the sentence, quote, "And the Office of Medical Services provided medical care to the detainees." Huh. I mean, clearly something bad happened before the medical services were called in, and we don't know what that was. And there were also lots of names and locations that were redacted. So we don't know really where all these abuses took place either.
Now, the Inspector General interviewed about 100 people involved in the interrogation process for this report. And there was some indication, was there not, that some did think that something might be wrong?
Yeah, the report touches on that, too. The report says some CIA agents were worried that they would wind up on some wanted list or have to appear before the world court for war crimes because of what they did. In fact, one is quoted as saying, 10 years from now, we're going to be sorry we did this.
Did the report have any recommendations to make sure that this would not happen again?
Well, Inspector General reports always have recommendations at the end, whether it's for something controversial like this or something more mundane. And in this case, they did have this list of recommendations. In fact, there were 4 pages of them, but all 4 pages were blacked out.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.